Okay, so this is the last one we'll do today. Let's focus on one more theme, which is, which will be foolishness and wisdom. Foolishness and wisdom. This. Is, you haven't got your book, have you? You haven't got it.
Because, I love this feeling, give me the key. So add the love.
Couldn't find it, okay. Okay, let's look at foolishness and wisdom. As I said, when we started doing this, what we'll find is more and more of these themes crossing over. You've seen that a lot already. This theme crosses over all of the themes that we've kind of looked at already. But let's pick it apart a bit. I'll start by asking you, who are the foolish characters, who are the wise characters in King Lear? Let's go foolish first. Lear is foolish. Yeah? Gloucester's foolish. Edgar's foolish. Gloucester. The fool is foolish.
It's an interesting one. Let me just find a pen. Gloucester. Gloucester's up on the board if you need that spelling.
Okay, so Gloucester, Lear, the fool, Edgar, foolish. Any other foolish characters? So who are the wise characters then? The fool. He has at the Kent. Fool has that ambiguous position of both being foolish and wise. Kent. Cordelia. Okay. So let me swap that around for you a second. We're saying Lear is foolish. It's a tricky one to argue that when you think that Lear speaks some of the most profound and philosophical words in the play. Is man no more than this? A bare-forked animal. He talks about justice favouring the rich and being prejudiced against the weak. He looks at his reign as king and he looks about him and says, I've taken too little care of the poor and the weak in my kingdom. I should have taken much greater care than this. He looks at himself at the end of the play and says, do you know what? When you boil it all down, I'm just a weak, foolish old man. My words, not Lear's. So we're saying Lear's foolish, but actually he seems to show an awful lot of wisdom. He seems to ask some of the most profound questions of the play and come up with some of the most profound insights of the play. We've talked about the fool. Go on. That what your question does wise mean clever is really at the heart of this, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do we mean when we say wise? By wise, you mean someone who's experienced, who makes good decisions, who sees through things, is perceptive, sees beyond the surface of things. That's normally what we mean when we say wise. Somebody's wise, somebody we go to for good advice because they normally know, have the right things to say, the right decisions. But I think in this play, it's a real difficult. Lear is foolish, isn't he, at the start? I mean, how foolish is Lear at the start? And then when we see him, he's on the heath, and he's a madman, and he's forgotten who he is. He doesn't know who he is. He's lost his place in the world altogether. And yet, at the same time, often speaks real wisdom, speaks real insight, sees beyond the surface of things like no other character in the play does. He cuts through a lot of the prevailing wisdom of the day, great change of being, all those sorts of ideas, and comes to this really profound question, what is it? When you boil it all down, what is man? What are we? Are we really just this naked thing here on the heath? Are we really any different from the rest of the animals around us, or are we really, is this it? It's a profound question. And it's those profound questions that we find ourselves asking at profound moments of our lives when profound things happen to us. We find ourselves asking those same questions. What's it all about? Who are we really? How do I fit into this world about me? How do other people fit? Now, Lear, as a character, it seems to me, has an awful lot to say about some of those things. At least he has a lot of questions to ask us. And then you look at characters like Edmund as a good example. Now, is he wise? Well, he sees beyond and past things, doesn't he? He's not going to be kept in his place by a system that's imposed on him. He sees past that. He sees through it. He's perceptive. Why should I be Edmund, the illegitimate bastard son? Why can I not be Earl of Gloucester if I put my mind to it? Was that wise or was it foolish? In the end, it turns out to be foolish, but there's you've got a question, really, don't you? How wise is he? Look at Goneril and Regan and Cordelia. When the father asked them to play that game at the start, who are the wise characters and who are the foolish characters? Well, on first reading of it, there's only one character who's banished and who's no longer her father's daughter by the end of it, and that's Cordelia. The wise characters are the characters who get up and play the game, aren't they? I'm not saying they are, but you could argue it, couldn't you? Goneril and Regan are wise. They see through what their father's doing. They see if they play the game, they're going to get the half of the kingdom. And so they do that. How often are you given advice? I don't know if you are. I'm often given advice by people who I would say are wise. And they say to me, look, you've just got to play the game here. You've got to be seen to play the game. You've got to be seen to do what you need to do. Ever been given that advice by anybody? No. You will be at some point. You say, oh, why am I doing this? Why am I having to fill in all these forms? Or say, why am I having to go to this meeting? Or why am I having to do things this way? And somebody, the head teacher, or somebody will say to you, you've just got to play the game. You've just got to be seen to be doing these things so that people look at what you're doing and think that it's the right thing. Even if I know it's not the right thing. Just play the game. Now, is that wise or is that foolish? That's the kind of questions that we're asking here. So we could go through all of the characters, I would argue, one by one, and we could say, oh yeah, they're foolish. But actually, they do some quite wise things. Or we could say, yeah, they're wise, but actually they do some quite foolish things. You look at Kent. Kent's a good example. When he stands up to the king at the start, and he gets himself banished, is that foolish or is that wise? Wise because he's speaking truth to the king, saying, king, you're making an awful decision here. Come on, get a grip. But foolish because he gets himself banished for it. And actually, potentially, loses any influence he has from that point forward. He doesn't because he comes back in disguise, but he could have done, couldn't he? He could have lost all the influence he had over the king. So in speaking out, actually he could have lost all of his influence. And then when he comes back in disguise, is that foolish or is that wise? It's loyal. But it's a question to be asked. So when we look at this issue of wisdom or foolishness in the play, We have to be very careful, and I think Lear wants us to do this. Shakespeare Shakespeare wants us to be having this discussion with ourselves and with each other, and he wanted his Renaissance audience to leave the theatre thinking, say, well, he was foolish, wasn't he? Was he? Because I thought he was quite wise, because what he's doing is questioning a lot of the status quo, a lot of the received wisdom, a lot of the orthodox views of life. And I think if the play has one message at all, I don't think it does have many messages, it has lots of questions, but the one message I think the play, I come away from it every time, is this message of, don't just assume you know what's right and wrong, think about it again. Don't assume that things are the way they are because that's the way they are. Think about it. Because it seems to me that's what he's asking his audience to do all the way through. Don't just assume that this is the way things are. Think. And finally, when it comes to this issue of foolishness and wisdom, all of that that I've just said really is summed up, we've already discussed them, but it's summed up in the character of the fool. He's only in for half the play, but I would say he's one of the most important characters in the play in many ways. Because we see in the fool this complete dichotomy between foolishness and wisdom. Okay, and that will do us for foolishness and wisdom. And I'll stop the recording.